to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Yesterday, I opened up the topic of the fact that you're not a failure. And I said yesterday that failure does not have to be final. Let me just explain that a little bit further today. On the night that Jesus was arrested, two of his disciples failed in quite significant ways. Now, Judas was the one who betrayed Jesus and handed him over to people who would have Jesus killed. But later that night, Peter felt scared that if people knew that he was one of Jesus' disciples, they'd arrest him too. So here was Peter who betrayed Jesus by denying that he ever knew the man. Not once, but this happened three times. Two of Jesus' closest friends, both of them betrayed him, both of them failed. But if you're comparing Peter and Judas, that's where the comparison ends, because both these men responded to their failure in a very different way. Judas recognized his failure and tragically went out and hung himself. He eliminated, really, any possibility of moving beyond that failure to make things right. And now, I have no doubt that Jesus would have been more than willing to forgive him, but Judas gave himself totally over to that failure. I think if Judas had hung around or stayed with Jesus, that Jesus would have forgiven him. But Peter, on the other hand, he experienced the forgiveness of Jesus. He became a leader of the early church. Judas allowed his failure to become final, but Peter discovered that it didn't have to be that way. Now, today, I know a lot of people named Peter. It's a nice name. But I can't think of one person named Judas. If failure doesn't have to be final, how can we move beyond this problem of failure? I think we need to take a big step of saying, yes, I have a problem. Well, history, doesn't it, records the famous words, "Houston, we have a problem," spoken by the astronaut Jim Lovell. That was April 1970 when the Apollo 13 command module had to return to Earth. Now, those five words actually saved their lives. This mission today is known as NASA's most successful failure. So if you've got a problem, I think the first thing you need to do is to admit, yes, we do have a problem. There's something wrong, because otherwise you're talking about denial, and that's not a helpful thing. There's no point denying the things that are there and you know something is wrong. That's one of the amazing things about AA, the Alcoholics Anonymous program. People in there recognize their problem of denial. They know that if they don't face up to the problem, then it prevents them from overcoming their trials and their failures. In the scriptures, in Proverbs 28:13, it says, "People who cover over their sins will not prosper, but if they confess and forsake them, they will receive mercy." That's Proverbs 28:13. So it's true to say that people fail in direct proportion to their willingness to accept excuses for their failure. It was Benjamin Franklin who was fond of saying that he who is good at making excuses is seldom good at anything else. So I think that means that if you've got a problem, don't make excuses or ignore it. Admit the problem. What about identifying the source of the problem? I think we need to identify where that failure began. Is it because we had the wrong priorities or wrong information? Was there a mistake? Was it something beyond our control? I think we need to identify the cause of the failure, that we can learn from it. Rick Warren, who's very well known in the Christian world, he reckons there are five reasons for people failing. He says, the first thing is when we don't plan ahead. You know, the old saying says, if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. Well, again, the Bible says in Proverbs 27:12, a sensible man watches for problems ahead and prepares to meet them. Remember, Noah, poor old Noah, he had to start building the ark long before it started raining. When we think that we've arrived, you know, that's a problem too. We can fail. Pride leads to destruction, Proverbs says, and arrogance leads to downfall. But what about if we're afraid to take the risks? Well, that can cause failure. When we give up too soon, many times we just don't remember that the success could be just around the corner, and we ignore God's advice. But the Bible says there is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. The Bible is the owner's manual for life. It'll tell you how to deal with failure. So keep it in perspective, and God can help you. Heavenly Father, thank you for these truths. And Lord, help failure not to be the last word. Help us to have strength and trust in you. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.